I've got three things you must know about the fitness industry. Abs, styrations. First of all, you know, this goes for anyone out there in the fitness industry. It's a fitness industry. Remember that, the word fitness industry, right? Most of these influencers out there don't even have fitness, you know? Even that, they do bodybuilding, strength. It's even, their strength's pretty average compared to teenage girls out there in powerlifting comps, all right? So, and again, this is not a diss. It's not a diss right now. We'll be later on. But fitness, you know? Like, not how many of them have the fitness level I have in terms of cardio, running, and cycling ability? Not many. Probably guys like Greg Doucet. Greg Doucet is actually pretty fit. He's a bit fat now, but, you know, when he's in shape, he's decently fit on his indoor bicycle. I would smoke Greg Doucet, absolutely smoke him in a real fitness test, running, cycling, cardio. Just, he'd obviously beat me in deadlifts and stuff like that because I don't train deadlifts. But, and he uses a lot more steroids than I use or ever have used, and that's fine. But he claims it's just TRT, all right? If you take TRT, your body won't even really change. You know, you might develop a bit more facial hair. That's about it. So when there's guys out there say they're on TRT, like, yeah, TRT before breakfast, and then they're running heaps of other compounds, all right? It's just how it is. That they make their money on their overtly muscular physiques, all right? The physiques they have are not attainable natty, all right? It's not, no, like, I'm 6 foot, I'm 6 foot and I'm 80 kilos and like, I look like Athlete X. No, you don't. No, you don't. It's not the weight and the height. It's the look, it's the 3D look, all right? It's the cap delts. You know, like these guys have got like, and the traps. It's just that 3D look. It's not the weight, man. It's not the weight. The fat-free mass index is absolute bullshit. Absolute bullshit. You know, these noobs out there who have strong opinions, and their opinions are based on just what they've been told. Lies they've been told. My opinions are based on 2 decades of working in gyms as a personal trainer. Private, online, in the gyms, all right? And you being a fitness instructor, 2.5 decades being around anabolic steroids, using anabolic steroids myself, selling anabolic steroids, all right? Just, I'm entrenched in that atmosphere, okay? So when I say this person isn't natty, my opinion is based on my expertise, professional expertise, if you want to call it that. And these news out there, these people who, it's like a virgin telling you about how women operate, what women like, and it's like, dude, like, you've just learned that from porn, which is even real world, all right? Isn't even real world, you know? So it's just like, you've just been told how things should be so they can make money off you. The fitness industry, we're going to go 3 things. One, they're all on steroids. Anyone who has a physique where you're like, wow, like, whoa, Athlete X, Coach Greg, Jeff Nippard, you know, bodybuilder in Thailand, who he's transparent as, he's a great guy to follow. Jordan Oakley, all these people, man, all of them, fitness facts, all of them, in my opinion, ain't natty, okay? And maybe there's a chance that Jesus and Santa Claus came down on Rudolph the reindeer, you know, double timing on the back of the reindeer and just blessed him with some magical, you know, genetics. Maybe that's possible, okay? That's possible. They could be natural. Yeah, Santa Claus could exist. I don't have any proof Santa Claus. Do you have proof that Santa Claus doesn't exist? I don't. Easter Bunny. You know what I mean? I saw a bunny on the road the other day dead. Maybe it's Easter Bunny. Maybe Easter's over this year. All right? So it's just how it is. Joe Sedix, when he does this thing. Not Natty Bra, man. I mean, it's like, it's just, you know, these people out there, you know, Vigorous Steve. Just TRT. You don't have a head like a freaking pumpkin on TRT. If you look at my face, it's always lean all year. More dates, more plates, just TRT. No, it's not, man. No, it's not. Those guys are cranking compounds because as soon as you stop, the next day, your body's starting to go more catabolic. Just slightly. It's like the winter solstice, the summer solstice. Once you hit that summer solstice, now the days are getting shorter, all right? Just ever so slightly, dun, dun, dun. And the longer you're off gear, off steroids, the more you go back to your original state. You'll still retain, you know, a lot of muscle compared to your baseline natty status genetics, for sure. But all you have to do, if you don't believe me, look at the before and after photos of these people. Look at the before and after photos. All right? And there's your proof right there. All right? That's natty versus not natty. And, you know, like, I go to the gym, you know, once a week here and there. And I see people in there training so hard. And I always have conversations with people. And I've been training for 7 years. And, like, in my head, I'm thinking, man, like, you could say that this is your first day and I believe you, you know. But I know that person's natural. I know that person's natural. I taught some guys, like, oh, so what are you running? Running? Oh, running? I don't run, bro. Oh, what's your cycle? Cycle? Bicycle? Oh, not a cycle, bro. So, what steroids are you using? Oh, steroids, bro. Nah, man. Thanks for the compliment, bro. Nah, I wouldn't do steroids, man. It's like, dude. Yeah, mate. Like, it's me, bro. You know, I'm using steroids. It's okay. You know? Nah, man. What are you talking about, man? This, the insecurity goes so deep. Remember, most 99... Now, if you're a professional athlete, a jump cut then. If you're a professional athlete, I understand. Like, if you're racing the Tour de France, if you're Michael Phelps, if you're Michael Jordan, you can't say, hey, I'm using anabolic steroids to support my health for this crazy training regimes, etc. We can't expect that from these people because they're entertainers. But the everyday person out there, again, steroids have got a lot of stigma. There's a lot of negative stigma of steroids. So that's why you have people lie about it. So the first thing about the fitness industry, don't want you to know, 99.999% of them are on steroids. Put down below who do you think's natural. And I'll say what I think, in my opinion. Second one is the supplements are bullshit. The supplements don't work, right? They don't work in the context that they're sold at. Turkestrone? Greg Duché is selling Turkestrone as some anabolic thing. And then Greg has the nerve to say, oh, I hate people who lie about stuff and sell people bullshit. Well, you must say yourself then, Greg. You know? So imagine living a lie like that. Just imagine living a lie. Greg would be making millions of dollars off the gullible noobs out there who think that Turkestrone is going to give you the physique that Greg's got. Greg used and abused anabolic steroids for years and years and years and trained like a mofo, which you can do when you're on that much steroids. When you're on real anabolic steroids, you want to go to the gym. You wake up and you're like, oh my God, I want to lift something. Lift my girlfriend, lift some weight, I just want to lift something, all right? It's just so easy, man. The muscle just grows. You see my physique change, you know? Couple bucks a week, man. That's how cheap they are, the steroids. You know, the steroids are cheaper, the real steroids are cheaper than the supplements these fake natties sell you. That's the truth, all right? I would never be able to spend that much on steroids that I could spend at Greg Duché's shop per week on what he recommends. Uppers, downers, weight gainers, weight losses. Like, it's just like, it's all bullshit. And it's not just Greg, man, all right? I'm using Greg because he's, you know, he's got the clout. And he makes videos about me, so we're engaging. Fair's, okay. Yeah, we're the same age. But it's like, it's just there. So the supplements are bullshit. The supplements are absolute bullshit. The BCAAs and the freaking, you know, creatine and things, that's not going to change your physique, man. The steroids will put the muscle on. These protein things, they're just expensive urine, all right? I've experimented with them and stuff, and I'm like, I can't tell if I want this works. Like, it's, when I'm on steroids, real steroids, I'm like, yeah, this is working, I can feel this. Yeah, this is working, yeah? This is working. And I can see it, and people stop you who don't know you, and they'll make a comment, oh, mate, your delts, you're popping. And I don't even have a pump on right now. I don't even have a pump on. I'm fully hydrated, fully carbed up, no pump. I haven't been in the gym for, what day is it today? Thursday. I was in the gym, I think, on Sunday. I've been in the gym for like 4 days or whatever. There's no pump going on here. I haven't done any push-ups beforehand. So, you know, you can take all supplements in the world and no one's going to go, wow, you look different, all right? When I started using testosterone, like real testosterone from the doctors, people commented. I didn't tell anyone at the start. I thought I was going to do an experiment. I told a few people, but... So I lied. I didn't tell people straight away, but I didn't make videos about it straight away. I'll take it for a little bit and see if people notice. And straight away, within 2 weeks, some cycling friends were like, "Hey, you look something different, man. What's going on?" I said, "Steroids." No, I said, "Yeah, steroids." And they just like, "Yeah, whatever." Yeah, I was telling them the truth, but they couldn't even hear what I was saying. And then the longer I took stuff for, the more comments I would get. You know, wow, you look better, or, oh, you're looking fat, or, you know, cyclists would say you look better, or you're healthy. The anorexic cyclists, oh, you look fat, and so, because I was putting on, yeah, my jersey was filling out the muscle, But chicks will definitely give him more interest. All women want guys on steroids. It's just how it is. Like, oh no, I don't. I like guys like Chris Hemsworth. They're Chris Hemsworth before and after. That's from steroids, girls. That's just, they want the ascetic. Maybe not the mood swings. No chick wants that. But the ascetics for sure. The masculinity, the androgenic side effects. Women really enjoy that. 100%. Not the decadent though. But that's just the deal, man. It's just the deal. So the supplements are bullshit. And third, the training programs they sell you are also bullshit. They're not really going to do much. You're not going to get their physique. You know, watching their videos, buying their supplements, buying their coaching programs, you will not ever, ever, ever look like them. Look at that guy, AthleanX trains. Or not Jesse or Jeff or whoever. The guy AthleanX trains, it's like, you know, if he said he never goes to the gym, I'd believe him. I'd say, yeah, you're sort of just like you're a fit looking guy. But if he said, I've never done any bench press or lat pull downs, I'd believe him. And that's not an insult. That's just me as a personal trainer, 25 years. I was like, okay, yeah, you know, I believe him. But he's training under AthleanX, but he's not using any steroids. And he's taking all the supplements. And he's doing the coaching with AthleanX. And he looks like he doesn't even lift, all right? He looks like he doesn't even lift, all right? That's how easy it is to fool the noobs out there, because people are scared of the egos getting crushed. So it's easier to fool someone than convince them they've been fooled. Simple, isn't that amazing? You know, it's amazing. Coach Greg's wife, lady, friend, whoever, like, where's her conditioning compared to my girls, like Natasha right now, who's in the shower? You know? Like, so why would you listen to them? Where's their results? Natural results. Weight loss. Lean. All year long. All year long. Lean face all year long. More dates, more plates. You know? Doing a great Natty or Not series, but then he calls Keno Body Natural. Derek, why would you call Keno Body Natural, bro? Like, it's like you're selling out now, man. Like, at the start, you were doing great. But now you're selling Turkish drone, you're selling this some keto cereal. It's like, dude, and your face is getting fatter, you know, and it's like, dude, you're just selling out for the money, man. Like, you'd be making millions as well. Like, what? Like, come on, man. Keep your integrity, bro. Keep your integrity. Keep your integrity, okay? Like, otherwise you're going to get to my age and you're going to be really, really depressed because you lived a lie or a fake nanny half-truth for so long. Oh man, you got mad influence, bro. Like, use it for good, bro. Use it for good. Stop telling these kids bullshit, man. Alright? The money won't make you happy, man. I know people who are multi-millionaires. I know personally, people with hundreds of millions of dollars in the bank. Depressed as fuck. You know, the cars they have. It's like out of Hollywood. Depressed, meaningless lives, living a lie. Fearing what people say overtly and just trying to chase that social approval, and in the meantime feeling so miserable, lousy and depressed, and it shows in their eyes, it shows in their face, okay? They have to live a constant lie. And then all the money, people are just trying to clout off them and gold dig off them, and it's a miserable existence, man. But hey, they got the material shit, you know? They scam people. And they got the material stuff, you know. When I say scam, I mean, I know a lot of people out there are multimillionaires, but, or preyed on people's insecurities, preyed on people's eating disorders, things like that, you know. Support, enabled eating disorders. Most people out there want to starve themselves. That's why calories in, calories out just takes off so well. That's why I'm so against it. Look how lean I am, year round, man. Year round, zero calorie restriction, carb abundance. Zero calorie restriction, ever. You know, I restrict my fat intake because I don't have excess body fat and greasy skin, greasy scalp, itchy scalp from all the oils, all the fats going up into your scalp, making it greasy, you know. That can make your hair fall out as well, things like that. If you're sensitive to that, especially in your 40s. So it's, you know, which it doesn't matter. But, yeah, man, so guys like that, I mean, look at Derek, all right? When you're his age, do you want to have those results? You know? Just feeling like blah, blah, blah. Yeah, he can talk the fancy lingo. No doubt about that. He does it really well. And that's one reason why he's got so much clout now. He speaks a lot of jargon that impresses the noobs out there. But, you know, I talk to people who are fans of Derek. And I'm a semi-fan. You know, I like his Natty or Not series, which I was the first person on YouTube to do that. But now he's saying Kinobody's natural. And I'm just like, oh, how much did Kinobody pay you to say that, Derek? Anyway, that's a little rant. Disappointing. They're all on steroids. High dosage steroids, most of them as well. It's not TRT, man. It's not just TRT. You know, go out there. Well, don't do this, but hypothetically, go out there and use TRT. Like real stuff from the doctor, not from some dodgy website. But real stuff, you know. And run TRT. After a year, be like, I don't look any different. I maybe put on a kilo of muscle. You maybe put on 2 kilos of muscle on TRT in a year. You won't look any different, man. You won't look any different. 500 milligrams a week for a year? Now you're talking. People will start to notice. You'll get comments. 250 milligram a week? Not really. 500, yeah. As a minimum. That's a dosage people started noticing with me, more so. Like overtly, like strangers noticing. Or commenting. But yeah, it's just hilarious. TRT, man, that's just a joke. Like TRT, I would say, is pointless. Pointless for most people out there. Just go to bed at 9 o'clock. Right? Up your carbs, man. Cut the stress out of your life. Cut the caffeine out of your life so you can sleep properly. TRT, for most guys, absolutely pointless. You know? Because they could boost their testosterone by going to bed earlier. Getting rid of that freaking crazy bitch wife or girlfriend or whatever. Or meeting her needs so she's not as crazy. You know? You might ditch her, get another one, but you're not meeting her needs, then she'll go crazy as well. Okay? So maybe not giving them enough masculine presence, etc. So, but anyway, that's another video. But yeah, TRT. It's just a TRT dose. Just doing TRT. Just doing TRT. Greg, you're bullshit, bro. Live debate me. Come on. You have the man up, man. Man up, step up with Daddy Durin Rider. We're same age. You know, I don't bullshit people, that's the difference.